According to the Pew Research Center, public support for the death penalty in the U.S. is near a 50-year low. Californians will have a choice on Election Day to either end their state's death penalty or change it. California has the largest number of people on death row in the country. Saul Gonzalez from member station KCRW went to San Quentin Prison, and a warning, his report contains some graphic language.
You get a sense of the sheer number of inmates awaiting execution in California when you visit San Quentin's death row exercise yard at midday, where hundreds of men congregate.
So all of you guys are in death row?
Yeah,
everyone
death row,
here
bro.
In this huge yard?
Everybody, everybody, everywhere you can see, death row, sentenced to death.
That's death row inmate Anthony Bankston, who walks over to speak to me. He's on one side of a security fence, I'm on the other.
So what are you in here for,
I'm in here for homicide. Two murders.
Two murders,
yes,
where?
Right. Los Angeles County.
When?
1991.
And are you guilty? I mean, do you acknowledge
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. I did terrible things, brother. Terrible things. I'm not proud of.
Who did you kill, may I ask?
African-American Crip gang member and a Latin American rival.
There are currently just under 750 men on California's death row, which is actually an entire complex of buildings at San Quentin with different levels of security. More violent inmates are imprisoned in a cell block called the Adjustment Center. When they're let outside for exercise, each Adjustment Center death row inmate is kept in his own steel cage. The kind of looks like what you'd see in an old-time zoo. It's here that I meet Joseph Perez, convicted of murdering a woman during a home invasion robbery.
It's a miserable life in prison, being surrounded in a concrete coffin, surrounded concrete and steel, surrounded about people by people that you wouldn't communicate with on the street for whatever reason. And then look at this case. I'm in an 8x10 dog kennel. This is a dog kennel. You know what I'm saying? This is a miserable life.
But for all of its misery and bleakness, there's something really important you should know about California's death row. Not a lot of people actually die here. At least not from executions. Since 1978, only 13 people have been put to death on death row, and no one has been executed in over a decade. That's because of legal challenges to California's capital punishment system, disputes over lethal injection, and just how slowly death penalty cases work their way through the courts, especially when they're appealed. Joseph Perez, who's appealing his conviction, knows all about that.
You don't get attorneys for at least 5 years. Then once you get your attorney, then it takes another possible 10 years for your records to be corrected, for your attorneys to file all their motions, all that. And then after that, then it could take another 5, 6, 7 years for them to even hear your arguments.
Perez, who's 45, says he's more afraid of dying of old age at San Quentin than being executed.
If I don't win my appeal, then I don't want to be here 25, 30 years. If my body allows that. If I have to stay in prison, if I got to die in prison, let's get it over with now.
So you'd rather be executed?
Yeah. I don't want to be an old, decrepit man walking a prison yard.
To fix what's widely acknowledged to be a broken capital punishment system in California, there are two competing propositions on the state's November ballot. Passage of Proposition 62 would end the death penalty and replace it with life without the possibility of parole. Supporters of 62 argue capital punishment is both morally wrong and has cost the state billions of dollars for no benefit. But the passage of Proposition 66 would streamline capital punishment in California, putting a cap on petitions challenging death row convictions and a time limit on death penalty reviews. Prop 66 supporters want death row inmates to go to the execution chamber faster to pay for the crimes they've been convicted of committing, saving taxpayers millions of dollars in the process. Like people in the outside world, the hundreds locked up on death row also argue about the utility and morality of California's death penalty. Death row inmate Anthony Bankston says he'll accept whatever the voters decide in November.
Let me ask you this. If it's a choice between being in here for the rest of your life or execution, what do you choose?
They're both acceptable to me. Right. Because of the heinous things I've done. I've done things that law enforcement don't even know about.
But in his cell block, where he has to speak to me through a solid metal door, inmate Daryl Smith echoes a more common view heard about the death penalty around death row.
The reality is it's arbitrarily applied to poor people, black people, Latino people, or poor people in general. I know this is a cliche type of a complaint that you guys hear from people that's advocating against the death penalty, but it's true.
Meanwhile, California's death row continues to grow as more people get sentenced to death, but no one gets executed. Death row's newest arrivals include a 25-year-old man convicted of a double murder in the city of Oakland and Lonnie Franklin, a notorious L.A. serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper. He was convicted this year of killing 9 women and a teenage girl between 1985 and 2007. For Here and Now, I'm Saul Gonzalez at San Quentin Prison.